I'd like to formally welcome Rabbi Emanuel Kalman back to Atlanta. It's always an honor and a privilege to have you with us, as well as particularly nerve-wracking for me as the speaker for you. I'll still take your presence.
Better than me.
Yeah. For those following inside, now do Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Beis. Following the Mavel, Noach exits, begins life again, and he's given another blessing by Hashem. Hashem blesses him. Pru, Urvu, Malu, Esaretz, again, be fruitful and multiply, fill the world with people. And Rashi tells us that Noach was a little bit hesitant. He was afraid to engage again in repopulating the world. He says to Hashem, what's going to be? I'm going to populate the world, and you're going to destroy it again like you did before. How do I know that that's not going to happen? So Hashem responds, as we are familiar with, and he says, not a problem, I will make a brit, a covenant with you, that I will never again destroy the world, and I have an oath, I have a sign that I will give to you, which will serve as a reminder to me, to Hashem, that I won't destroy the world, and that is the rainbow. So the Ramban discusses the concept of the rainbow as it's created, and he begins his discussion, and he says, Mashma min ha'os. It seems from the fact that Hashem is giving a sign, an oath to Noach, that he won't destroy the world, that that oath was created at that moment. That the concept of the rainbow did not exist in the world before that day. And only when Hashem says to Noach, I'll give you a sign, I'll give you an oath that I won't destroy the world, it's first at that moment that the concept of the rainbow was created. And that's why it serves as a sign. Because every time you'll see the rainbow, you'll say, oh yeah, Hashem made a rainbow in order to remind himself that he'll never destroy the world, and he's made a bris with us in order not to do so. Says the Ramban, there is such an opinion like that, even Ezra himself learned that way, that there was no such thing as a rainbow before this episode, and only from here on out was an actual rainbow. Says the Ramban, V'anachnu al karcheinu na'amin l'divrei hayuvanim. We have to believe against our will, he says. We're forced into believing the Greek philosophers that say and explain what we know to for sure be a truth, that a rainbow is a natural phenomena of light being refracted through the raindrops in the same way it's refracted through a prism, it's refracted through a raindrop, and it creates the phenomena of a rainbow. And it always existed. It's part of the natural world, says the Ramban. As part of the natural world, you can create a rainbow through a cup of water. You don't need any major things in order to be able to do so. So as a result of that, it really has always been around. And in fact, he proves it from the pasuk, the language of Es Kashti Nosati Bo'anan. My rainbow I have placed in the clouds, both from the fact that it's in the past tense, I have placed in the clouds, as well as the language of my rainbow, both imply that it's already been in existence before, and it's simply now being placed in the cloud. Asks the Ramban, if it always existed, it's a natural phenomenon which always existed, how would it serve as a sign? It always was there. Was there before the flood? Was there during the flood? Was there after the flood? Why does that serve as any sign? So Ramban says that's not a problem. We find elsewhere in the Torah where things, natural or objects, are used. He brings an example from Lavan when he pursues Yaakov and they make a covenant before Yaakov returns to Eretz Yisrael. Eid Hagal Hazev, Eido HaMatzeva, the mound and the monument that they created shall serve as in testimony. Ramban says it just means as a reminder. You can take a natural object and make it from here on out. From now, when we see this, this will be a reminder. And true, even though it was already in existence before, now it will serve as a reminder for the future. The Maral, by the way, wasn't so bothered by his claim of the natural phenomena. The Maral suggests that it's possible that Hashem changed the nature of the world, changed the quality of light and of the raindrops and their interaction, that it caused what we now know to be a natural phenomenon of the refraction of light into a rainbow. The Maral says, so how do we know that that always existed? Maybe it's possible that the nature as we see it and perceive it today wasn't always that way. Be that as it may, says the Ramban, I'm not sure which way it is. Maybe it was that the rainbow always existed. Maybe it was the natural phenomena which was created only at this point. Either way, what's the sign of the rainbow? How does that serve as a reminder to Hashem and a sign to us that he won't destroy the world? The Ramban says two aspects of the rainbow. Number one, it's a upside-down bow. So an archer was using it as a bow and arrow. So from Hashem's perspective, if he were, so to speak, shooting arrows down at the world, it would have been the other way around. It would be from his perspective to shoot down. The fact that it's upside down is a sign, as the Ramban writes, when a warrior wants to make peace, he wants to leave his camp to make peace with his enemy, the way that he holds his bow as he walks towards his enemies to show as a sign of peace, he holds it in the backwards form that I'm not in any way intending to wage war. And in so doing, Hashem, by showing us the backwards bow from his perspective, is a sign of peace that he's no longer waging war, so to speak, with the world and is leaving it in peace, as well as, says Ramban, the fact that it doesn't have the string on the other side. It's an open-ended bow. Both of those are the sign in the Ramban's understanding as to how that is, that shows that he is in, and that Hashem is making an oath with us never again to destroy the world. Whether or not you learn it was a natural phenomenon which always existed, or whether or not he says it was something which was recreated, that's the sign that we take that Hashem has promised us never to destroy the world again.